The word of the Lord came unto me saying, just that's frightening. And this is a quote. This is the Lord speaking to Charles Capps, quote, if men would believe me, long prayers are not necessary. Just speaking the word will bring you what you desire. My creative power is given to man in word form. I have ceased for a time from my work and have given man the book of my creative power. For it to be effective, man must speak it in faith. Jesus spoke it when he was on earth, and as it worked then, so it shall work now. But it must be spoken by the body. Man must rise up and have dominion over the power of evil by my words. It is my greatest desire that my people create a better life by the spoken word. For my word has not lost its power just because it has been spoken once. It is still equally as powerful today as when I said, let there be light. But for my word to be effective, men must speak it. And that creative power will come forth performing that which is spoken in faith. End quote. In other words, what he is stating is this. You have the ability, if you have enough faith, to create with your words. You want money? Create it with your faith-filled words. You want healing? Create it with your faith-filled words. And then on the other hand, why pray at all if your words have so much creative force? Why pray? What's there to ask for? You really come up with a denial that you need to seek anything from God. After all, God has given the sovereignty to you. He's yielded up his creative power to you. It's not his word anymore. It was his word the first time. It's your word now. Speak it into existence. You don't need him. You're sovereign. Another of their teachers, Norval Hayes, says it is better to talk to your checkbook, talk to your disease, or talk to whatever predicament you're in than to turn to God in prayer. I'm quoting, you aren't supposed to talk to Jesus about it. You're supposed to talk directly to the mountain in Jesus' name, whatever the mountain is in your life. Stop talking to Jesus about it. Stop talking to anybody else about it. Speak to the mountain itself in Jesus' name. Don't say, oh, God, help me. Remove this sickness from me. Say, flu, I'm not going to let you come into my body. Go from me in the name of Jesus. Nose, I tell you, stop running. Cough, I tell you to leave in Jesus' name. Say, cancer, you can't kill me. I will never die of cancer in Jesus' name. Do you have a financial, I'm quoting him further. Do you have a financial mountain in your life? Start talking to your money. Tell your checkbook to line up with God's word.